and welcome to the WebCertain Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell, and here are today's top stories. Android now holds 97% of the smartphone market in India. Lazada is planning to introduce Alipay to Indonesia, and Amazon launches its new Prime Air delivery system. According to a new study from Strategy Analytics, Android now controls 97% of the smartphone market in India. Within the country, just under 31 million phones were shipped during the second quarter of 2016, with Android devices accounting for nearly 30 million of them. Strategy Analytics senior analyst Rajiv Nair said that phone shipments in India grew by 19% from the same point in 2015, made possible by India's low penetration rates and expanding middle class with more disposable income. The large market share is also down to Apple's falling sales in India after it released its new iPhone SE model with high prices, where cheaper entry-level options are more successful. E-commerce company Lazada has announced that it will introduce Alibaba's Alipay to Indonesia. The company, which is now part of Alibaba, has in the past introduced its own payment system, Hello Pay, but it had failed to take off, with CEO Florin Holm calling its performance okay. Holm recently announced, however, that the company will now be pushing forward with its investment in technology and currently plans to integrate its own payment system with Alipay. It also revealed that the reason for the integration lay within Alibaba's payment system having a good fraud detection system, adding that the recent hacking issues that hit local taxi hailing app Gojek would not happen. No launch date has been revealed, but Holm said that the new system was a high priority for the company and that it would soon be launched. Amazon has launched its own cargo plane delivery service, Amazon Prime Air. Intended to speed up delivery times, the company unveiled its new branded Amazon aircraft, Amazon One, in Seattle last week. Vice President of Amazon's worldwide operations, Dave Clark, said that the plan was to expand the fleet to 40 aircraft within the next 2 years. Clark described the move as a start of a growing air transportation network. This announcement comes with the addition of 4,000 new delivery trucks and the launch of Amazon Flex, which allows freelance drivers to use their own vehicles to make deliveries to customers. New research has shown that LINE is currently the top social app in Japan. Japanese software firm Just Systems has revealed that the app is by far the leading social platform amongst all age groups, particularly with people in their 40s, 84% of whom use LINE more than any other service. The only age group where less than 70% of respondents said they used LINE the most frequently were those aged from 15 to 19, where less than 58% of those questioned said they used it the most. The survey also compared LINE to other major social media apps, Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Additionally, another survey from Mobile Marketing Data Lab showed that around 90% of all smartphone users in Japan said that LINE was their preferred social media app. And finally, it's been reported that Nigeria's large e-commerce platforms are not large enough to cope with the demand of the country's online consumers. Whilst e-commerce shopping in the country is expanding with a 34% growth in total online spend in the last year, many new businesses are joining existing marketplaces such as Jumia or Konga instead of opening their own online stores. With significantly less startup costs to enter one of these online marketplaces, it has proven to limit growth in the long term. This means that even with a growing e-commerce market, the limited number of large marketplaces cannot meet the needs of Nigeria's online shoppers at a high standard. Supermart's Rafael Afedor has said that one player can't do it all and that more e-commerce stores are needed in order for the market to continue to increase. And that's it from me today. Thanks for joining us and be sure to check out our Catch-Up TV service to access our full database of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and more. See you next time.